Born to a middle class in Radom, Poland, Joseph C. Rosenbaum was the youngest of six children. On April 20th, 1942, Hitler's birthday, they started rounding up Jewish families in the city of Radom and taking them to concentration camps. Joseph, who was 19 years old at the time, writes the following. We were living in an area called Majinek Tatarsky, and we were awakened early that morning by Ukrainians and Germans yelling, Ale faflukte Juden raus, which translates, all filthy Jews outside. The guards were hitting people with rifle butts and leather whips. There were two lines, one for people with working documents, and a second for people not so fortunate. In our family, only my mother and brothers Reuben and David had these forms. I had no papers. That's when my mother saved my life. She gave me her papers. And she knew then what was going to happen. As I was directed into the right line, her face lit up. She showed no fear. And her last words to me were, I have lived long enough. You are young and must survive. Joseph writes, Mother is always there when you need her. She helps, protects, listens, advises, and nurtures physically and morally. She makes sure that her family is loved 24 hours a day, 52 weeks a year. At least that's now how I remember my mother. For the precious years, I was blessed to have her, but no words can describe the sacrifice she made out of love for me, her youngest son. Most children are born only once. I was given birth twice by the same mother. With regard to a new birth, Jesus writes in John chapter 3, or Jesus says in John chapter 3, beginning at verse 1, There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. Jesus answered and said to him, Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. And what Jesus was doing was introducing the fact that one day he would be the one who made it possible for all of us to be born a second time. In other words, he stepped into our place on the sinner's train to the Dachau concentration camp. He took our place and thus let us live again. Isaiah said this was going to happen. He prophesied that the Christ would do this for us. In 53:4, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Joseph's mother took his place on the train to the concentration camp. Jesus took our place on the road to hell that we were traveling because of our sins. We should exhibit gratitude every day of our lives for what Jesus has done for us. And that gratitude is manifested by a careful obedience to the gospel and a faithful practice of the Christian principles of the New Testament every day. This evening we're going to sing an invitation song. And if you're prepared to commit your life to the Lord in obedience to the gospel, tonight's the night to do so. And if you've erred from the faith and wish to be restored, do exactly that. Begin the process by coming while we stand and sing.